Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. It's been another rough night in Charlotte, a second night of violent protests.
I'm asking for calm.
The mayor of Charlotte, North Carolina, calling for peace as anger grows over the fatal police shooting of Keith Lamont Scott. But the second night of protests was destructive and bloody. One person hospitalized in critical condition on life support after being shot, authorities say, by another civilian. In the middle of it all, some protesters worked to calm things down.
I'm trying to prevent people from being hurt.
Despite those efforts, police say several officers were injured in Wednesday's unrest, the state's governor declaring a state of emergency. I'm Reed Binion.
In Tulsa, meanwhile, the father of the man who was fatally shot by police officers says his son had his hands up when he was approached by police. And the community is now coming together to support Terrence Crutcher's family.
They have been writing very emotional messages to the family. They have also been gathering money to help the family in their time of need and sorrow. But there is, of course, an underlying storyline here. The family, very concerned, saying that they believe that the officer who shot Crutcher should be arrested and charged with murder.
Correspondent Sarah Seidner. A judge in Montgomery County has ruled that voters will have the chance in November to decide on a charter amendment to limit the county executive and county council members to 3 terms in office. The term limits ballot question had been the subject of a legal challenge questioning the validity of the 17,000 petition signatures gathered by activist Robin Ficker, who's been behind that term limits push. It's World Car Free Day. Nick Ramfos heads Commuter Connections.
Majority of the folks that join in on Car Free Day are folks that typically might be driving by themselves, so we're able to actually calculate transportation impacts from those individuals' changed behavior on that particular day.
And if you go online and register for the pledge to go Car Free Today, Ramfos says there are prizes you'll be eligible for. Well, not surprisingly, perhaps, the Washingtonians who say they are least happy with their daily commutes are those who ride Metro Rail, according to the latest State of the Commute survey.
Fewer than half of Metro riders surveyed by Commuter Connections this year said they were satisfied with their commutes, and that was before SafeTrack.
I think a lot of that really has to do with the safety issues that are associated with Metro.
And until those safety issues are fixed, Nicholas Ramfos with the Transportation Planning Board thinks ridership on Metro will continue to decrease, but not forever.
There'll be a turning point on that. I think it will come back because a lot of that is changing.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A federal appeals court in Richmond hears arguments today on Virginia's 2013 voter ID law. The Democratic Party of Virginia is challenging it, saying the law suppresses voting by blacks, Latinos, and young people. And they say that's exactly what the Republicans who passed it intended. After months of wrangling around the issue, the Frederick County Board of Aldermen will be deciding the fate of a bust of Supreme Court Justice Roger Taney.
Taney was the justice behind the infamous Dred Scott decision, in which the High Court found African Americans weren't citizens, calling them beings of an inferior order.
We have some members of the public who believe the bust should remain, that it's historically significant.
But others, says the mayor's executive assistant Nikki Bamonte, have said the bust outside City Hall makes them uncomfortable.
The resolution is the support of the board to relocate the bust, and that was passed unanimously last year.
An alderman will finalize that resolution tonight. The only person to come forward offering to take the bust is the original sculptor's grandson, who says he probably won't be displaying it in public. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,294, the Nasdaq at 52.95. Sports, the Nationals snap out of their 4-game losing streak with a win over Miami. The O's dropped their 3rd straight to Boston. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as mornings in the mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 6:30. 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Because there are a few hours of the day when you're not stuck in traffic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Listen on your desktop or go mobile with a WMAL app.
I would encourage each and every one of you to try this.
Get it today in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Hey, stop what you're doing and listen to this. It's Brian Wilson, and if you've been wanting new windows, now is the time to buy. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. They design, build, and install each window, custom-made just for your home and our unique climate. The best part is that there are no middlemen, eliminating unnecessary headaches and expenses. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering the lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows and get one free. You have the chance right now to save some money on the cost of new windows and your utility bills year-round. Plus, increase the value of your home. This is a no-brainer. I'm telling you, pick up the phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK to get Thompson Creek's lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows, get one free. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. And make sure to tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Shop Historic Occoquan with over 70 specialty shops and restaurants. Historic Occoquan.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia pushing in through Triangle and Dumfries. Jam northbound Interstate 95. The crash involves an overturned. North on 95 just past 234. Stay to the right to get by if you are trying to get again through the north through Triangle and Dumfries. 66 volume forming. Beltway's off to a pretty decent start. Getting down to the Beltway on 270. Again, you're going to find a bit of volume here as you approach Old Georgetown Road, passing 355 where they had the overnight construction. On 270 out of Frederick, still with big delays through Urbana, down past 80, Urbana toward 109 where the crash now sits on the shoulder. Bailout traffic on 355 gets hit pretty hard too. Traffic update is brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Breaks in the overcast with clouds mixing in at times as we go through this morning. Sun and clouds throughout the day, and we'll stay fairly mild, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 in Stafford, 63 in Greenbelt, 69 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the American Red Cross. An American marathoner has run the entire Appalachian Trail in record time by running 15 miles a day. See the video at WMAL. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:15 this morning, Tom Rogan with National Review on Politics 2016. 7:35, Representative Jim Jordan on the big IRS hearing up on Capitol Hill yesterday. Koskinen testified. Will they impeach him? 8:05, Diamond and Silk.
Yeah.
Always entertaining. Larry loves
Diamond and Silk.
Yeah, that's at 8:05. Don't miss that. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson alongside the aforementioned Larry O'Connor.
Let's now talk about the political reactions to Charlotte and Tulsa, and most specifically Hillary Clinton doing whatever she can to capitalize on this moment because she thinks this might be a way to actually energize African American voters who have at this point been less than enthused about the Stronger Together campaign. So first of all, yesterday on the Steve Harvey program, she had this to say.
We've got to tackle systemic racism, this horrible shooting again. How many times do we have to see this in our country? In Tulsa, an unarmed man with his hands in the air? I mean, this is just unbearable, and it needs to be intolerable. And so, you know, maybe I can by speaking.
So you got that. By the way, can we get like some Bootsy Collins music underneath every one of our interviews, especially with the presidential candidate? Just a little bring in the funk kind of situation.
Okay,
that's a pretty interesting thing. And meanwhile, she went on, by the way.
We can do better. We have got to rein in what is absolutely inexplicable, and we've got to have law enforcement respect communities.
Yeah. So there you go. Yesterday, she's obviously taking the angle that this is unbearable. It's got to be intolerable. Another innocent black man shot by white officers. Never mind in Charlotte, it was a black officer. This has got to stop. We need better policing. It's all the police's fault,
yeah.
Right? Now, remember, right after the bomb went off in Chelsea, when she gave her little Ambien-induced discussion to the reporters on the airplane there.
Yeah, I remember that.
When she said this.
She sort of looked
I
down.
Think it's always wiser to wait until you have information before making conclusions.
Right, okay. So when it's
I see where you're going with this.
All right, and then so last night down in Orlando, here she is again addressing Charlotte.
There is still much we don't know about what happened in both incidents. But
okay, so she starts it up.
And then there's a but.
So she's setting it up by saying there's much we don't know. Actually, pretty much everything is still unknown in these situations. To say that there's much we don't know is the understatement of this entire election season. But it doesn't stop her from going on and, again, pandering for the vote.
There is still much we don't know about what happened in both incidents. But we do know that we have two more names to add to a list of African Americans killed by police officers in these encounters. It's unbearable, and it needs to become intolerable.
Now, Brian, what she's saying is, we don't have the facts, but we know all we have to know, which is two more black men are dead because they had encounters with police officers, and that's intolerable. You know what? I'm sorry. Listen, I want the facts too, Hillary. And I have been really reluctant to draw conclusions until I see all of the facts. But guess what? Just because two more African Americans were killed by police in these encounters, that does not de facto mean that it is intolerable. In fact, I've got a pretty high tolerance of people of any color, of any gender, of any ethnicity being intervened and dealt with in a violent nature by police officers, if in fact it's appropriate, because sometimes it is appropriate. So it's an absolutely inappropriate comment for her to make, and there's only two reasons for it. The first is to rile up more hatred against police officers, because that ends up working in her favor, because she's now getting more of the black vote. And the second is that it keeps her talked about in the news for something other than her other scandals, like her emails and all of the other things that were a problem for her.
She seems to be roiling the waters, doesn't she? I mean, it seems to me that what she's trying to do is speak to the African-American community in a way that keeps that community agitated about this. And it is to her political advantage to do so. Because what is the great concern right now? There are two concerns for Democrats when it comes to African-American voters. Number one is that they don't care about her and they won't go to the polls, that they won't be energized to turn out the way they turned out for Barack Obama. That's the first thing that they're very worried about. The second thing that they're very worried about is this report that's out there, and it's a pretty interesting report that suggests that maybe as many as 20% of black Americans are going to vote for Donald Trump. They're shocked by that. Hillary's numbers of support in the black community is going down, and his is going up. And we heard Amorosa say the other day, who's in charge of African-American outreach for the Trump campaign, say that they only need about 15 or 20% to actually, you know, prevail in this election. They don't need all African-American votes. They need about 15, 20%. And they may well be there if the polls are indeed accurate. So it's to their political advantage to keep people upset and angry about all this, even if you don't have, as she says, all the facts. It's irresponsible is what it is.
Well, to be completely thorough, Omarosa also said that not only do they only need a small portion or a certain percentage of the black vote, they also need a certain percentage of the black vote to just stay home.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's an actual campaign plan of theirs to try to stifle the vote, but it certainly works in their favor if people aren't motivated to vote for Hillary Clinton.
And they haven't been.
Listen, Diamond and Silk, two African-American activists on behalf of Donald Trump, will be our guest. 805 will certainly get their take on this. For his part, Donald Trump last night was speaking on the Sean Hannity program, and he made the case that, listen, in most of these cities that you see a large black population where you've got crime. I believe he even said, I watched the program late last night. I believe he said, you know, you can't even walk down the street without your sister getting shot at, without your kids getting shot at. It's worse than it's ever been. And this is after nearly 100 years of one party rule of the Democrats being in charge. And he said Democrats to the African-American community up until this point have been nothing but talk, talk, talk. And I'm actually going to try to do something, not just to get their votes, but actually when I get into office, I'm going to put in economic policies that will help improve the life of African-Americans in the inner cities. Listen, who knows if his policies will actually do that or not, but I think it is an appealing message if he can stay on it and not get dragged down into the polarizing racial language that Hillary Clinton is using.
There is still much we don't know about what happened in both incidents, but we do know that we have two more names to add to a list of African Americans killed by police officers in these encounters. It's unbearable, and it needs to become intolerable.
It is 6:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore-Washington Parkway looks like northbound in the Laurel area. This will be north of the Beltway. Beyond 197, initial reports of a crash on the northbound side. And on the southbound side near I-195, reports of a crash. That's both on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. 270, boy, we're off to a rough start here. It was late construction, now gone near Clarksburg. Then we had an accident in the backups between Route 80 and 109. That's on the shoulder, but about a 45-minute trek out of Frederick going south on 270 past Urbana. Again, lanes open. 355, get ready, coming out of Urbana down toward Hyattstown. That picked up a lot of the heavy bailout traffic. Virginia, 95. Let's go 95 northbound as you try to get through Quantico and heading off and on through Dumfries. We had the accident involving the overturn. I'm still looking at the activity left side, but they're now allowing two right lanes to get by. But again, jammed as you try to work through Triangle and push past this point. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of sun and clouds today on your first day of autumn. High around 85 degrees. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low 69. And then tomorrow, we'll have some clouds in the morning, but they'll burn off and pretty much have sunny skies in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high, 88 degrees. So we're looking at some nice weather here as we begin the autumn season. Right now, it's 69 degrees in the nation's capital, 616.
No one plans to get sick. It just happens. That's why Inova Primary Care Doctors offer same-day appointments and quality care for the whole family. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
Well, there's this story out of Rockville involving a child on a school bus, a Montgomery County school bus, who has posted a video of something that happened on the bus that they find very disturbing. What it was a group of kids on the bus were chanting a song or a saying that, it included the N-word. And she was very offended by
this. Were they just singing a Jay-Z song?
Yeah.
You know, Jay-Z,
yeah.
Obama's best friend there, guest of the White House?
Let me let you hear a little bit of what was going on. This is actually, she captured it on her home video, her cell phone camera, and posted it, and it went viral. And here's a little bit of what was happening on that bus. If you can't hear it, what they are chanting is 1, 2, 3, 4, how many N-words are in my store?
Man.
And that was, and she said stop it, and they wouldn't stop it. Bus driver said stop it, and they wouldn't stop
it. This is an outrage. This lone black child on a bus getting taunted with the N-word by a school bus full of white children.
No, this is absolutely outrageous, Brian. It was not white students. It was a black student. It was Asian students. It was Hispanic students. Apparently, no white people were chanting this.
Oh, they were all minority kids.
They were all minority kids.
Chanting the N-word at this...
this other minority student.
Well, that's, by the way, still kind of an outrage.
Well, here's what we now have learned about the matter. And I would not want that happening on the school bus where my child was. But apparently, there's an online video which has gone sort of viral as well, where a group of young black men are satirizing on video what happens when they go into a store. They feel like, you know, they're looked at very closely, they're scrutinized, and that they aren't treated very well when they go into a retail store to do shopping. And the satirizing, the satirical video uses this chant, 1, 2, 3, 4, how many N-words are in my store? And it looked like the kids were mimicking the thing they had seen online, which indeed was satire. It still did include the N-word, which seems to be inappropriate, but the Montgomery County school system is saying they may not have meant it in a racially divisive way. They may have just been repeating something they saw on the line, which they viewed as satire.
So are they saying that a black child or a Latino child or an Asian child is incapable of being racist?
No, they're not saying that.
Are they? Because here's how Channel 9 reported it.
What looked at first like really nasty racist intimidation on a school bus really sent a wave of anger and disgust through the community here at Frost Middle School. But it turns out that these are not late young racists. They actually are all students, African American, Asian, Latino, all minorities, who were reciting a popular rap against racism. Uh-huh.
So it's interesting to me that he goes out of his way to say these are black, Latino, and Asians who are reciting the rap. So I'm just proposing this question. It's a hypothetical. You don't even have to answer it if you don't want to. But would a bus full of white students reciting a rap which opposes racism, would they be given that same benefit of a doubt? Would the school superintendent and the reporters, for that matter, say, well, obviously these kids aren't racist. No. They were reciting this rap that they saw online. The fact that they're white, that has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I think you may be right.
I think I may be as well. Yeah. But
it would be a very different story.
By the way, here's the most important aspect of this that I think that, and I don't understand why people are just writing this off and saying, oh, well, it wasn't racist. It wasn't racist. Because here's the thing. The little girl who took the video believed that this was racist. The family of this little black girl in Montgomery County felt that it was racist. And isn't that enough?
It is
to
enough.
At least reach out to this girl? I mean, here's what they posted. When they posted it on Facebook, they said, so our daughter had to experience racism today on her school bus from Robert Frost Middle School in Montgomery County, Maryland. They're singing 1, 2, 3, 4, how many N-words are in my store? I'm outraged and I refuse to let this slide. Please help me make this viral. Repost it everywhere. I want to hear from all of the progressive liberals on the Montgomery County School Board to explain to me how this isn't racist.
Well, I can tell you this, that the matter is under investigation by the school district, and apparently there are reports that the children who were reciting this will be disciplined in some way.
All right. Well, listen, I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing now if we've got school officials now saying, all right, listen, the N-word is fine as long as it's in context, it's being used to speak out against racism, and it's not white kids who are doing it. I want to hear that rule. I want to hear that policy articulated. That'll be fun.
It's 6:21.
Tonight on ABC 7 at 10, the return of How to Get Away with Murder. Then 7 on Your Side shows you how to stop unwanted calls. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Do you have a family you care about? Don't have them wishing you didn't keep putting off doing the right thing. Hi, this is Attorney Mike Collins. I'm not trying to lay a guilt trip on you, but I am trying to get you to shape up your affairs. Sleep easier knowing you've done all you can to protect your loved ones from needless expense, taxes, and hassle down the road. Come to my seminar and learn what you need to do now to avoid a legal mess in the future. Tuition is free. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
The kids are back in school, leaving behind dirt, bacteria, and stains buried deep in your treasured Persian and Oriental rugs. It's time for a deep-down professional clean. Hi, it's Chris Plant, and I have a tip for you. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean the rugs at their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are being cleaned? If they can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid. Hadid will gently wash each of your cherished Persian and Oriental rugs by hand. They can restore your rugs to their original brilliance and make it a healthier environment for your home or office. Call 703-241-1111 now and get 20% off in-plant rug cleaning. Hadid offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order, or go online to joehadid.com to find one of Hadid's four drop-off locations. That's joehadid.com or call 703-241-1111.
It's 6:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, it's the big morning where we have officially now the closure of Beach Drive between Tilden Street and the Rock Creek Parkway for the next 6 to 8 months. So everyone, we've been talking about this, trying to get you prepared. Watch for some of that bailout and traffic, and everyone looking for alternates on Connecticut Avenue, 16th Street, 14th Street, just to name a few, but plan for extra time. Now, plan for extra time, a couple areas for sure early on here. Baltimore, Washington Parkway now have three accidents. Let's start first southbound. Southbound as you approach I-195. And then northbound, trying to get out of the district, heading northbound DC-295, right as you pass the split for New York Avenue, heading north on the B-dub, and then north of the Beltway near 197. All right, Virginia, north on 95, the SUV that had rolled over back on its wheels. Now they're trying to get it up from the tow truck. Northbound 95 past 234. Stay right to get by. A lot to check out. And 270 out of Frederick and down past Urbana, slow. Earlier crash had been on the shoulder. Traffic update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too much change expected. Clouds mix up with sunshine through this morning and this afternoon, and temperatures stay mild, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 degrees in the nation's capital, 626. You're simply
the best. Hey, listen, we want to remind you that on October 1st, we're going to have a big event down at the Birchmere over in Alexandria. We call it WMAL's Free Speech Forum. Now, so if you ever said, I wonder what Brian and Larry are really like in person. You know, if you've ever wondered that, well, you know, here's your chance, because it's going to be me and Larry on stage, and then we're going to be joined by Chris Plant.
Yes.
And then, if that weren't enough, and by gosh, don't you think it should be?
Why is it so important for you
I just like to
set it up like that?
I just like that phrase.
All right.
Then we're going to be joined by
That's more than enough, Brian. Yeah. How could we even proclaim that there could be more than that?
But wait.
Yes.
There's more.
All right.
Mark Levin will join us on stage. It'll be all four of us on stage together as we talk about world events, as we talk about what's going on in politics, and not just politics, whatever strikes us. And by the way, it's first come, first serve at the Birchmere. Doors open at 6. You come in, you have some dinner, you have some drinks. We come on at 7:30, meet and greet later. But I want all the really strong people to come in and take up seats in the front.
The strong people?
Yeah, I want to do the mosh pit thing.
Oh, all right.
Because I've always wanted to do
all right, so
that. I
want to
dive off the stage. And crowd surf.
Wilson's going to crowd surf at the Birchmere. That's going to be awesome. It's the WMAL Free Speech Forum. It's me. It's Brian. It's Chris Plant. It's Mark Levin. And we get to ask each other questions. I'm going to ask Mark his opinion of the Brangelina breakup.
I'm sure he'll have strong opinion.
He does.
It is now 6:28.
Hello, everybody. This is Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right. Just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We sold 68 homes last quarter alone, saving our clients on average $23,000. What could you do with an extra $23,000? Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We started Boll & Branch nearly 3 years ago to make the world's most comfortable sheets and to make it possible for everyone to afford to sleep better. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all of the expensive retail markups. That's why our sheets cost less than half of what you'd pay in a store. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them. That's how we have thousands of five-star reviews. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal have written about us, and even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. We guarantee you'll love them, too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Plus, if you go to BollAndBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off right now at BollAndBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollAndBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
Coming up on WMAL, are you angry at that guy who drives down the lane when the lane is closed ahead instead of standing in line there with all the other cars that are lined up trying to get forward? You know, that guy who just jumps ahead and then merges at the last minute. Well, the facts are he's actually the one doing it the right way. We'll talk about it coming up next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 630. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. Charlotte is calm again this morning, but up until just a few hours ago, it was another night of violent protests over the police shooting of a black man on Tuesday.
We're outside one of those businesses that was targeted by looters last night. What began as a peaceful protest quickly escalated into much worse. And while demonstrators have dispersed for now, police anticipate another round of protests later tonight.
Correspondent Nick Valencia, North Carolina's governor, has declared a state of emergency in Charlotte and has deployed the National Guard.
We cannot tolerate violence. We cannot tolerate the destruction of property and will not tolerate the attacks toward our police officers.
Bank of America, headquartered in Charlotte, has told its thousands of employees to stay home today. Virginia's 2013 voter ID law comes under the scrutiny of a federal appeals court in Richmond today. A federal judge upheld the law earlier this year. Today, a three-judge appellate panel hears arguments. The Democratic Party of Virginia argues the law suppresses voting by blacks, Latinos, and young people. There will be a term limits ballot question in Montgomery County in November. A county circuit court judge has rejected a legal challenge to the petition signatures that support that ballot question. Some Fairfax County parents are fighting a planned cell phone tower at a Herndon Elementary School. They say they're worried about the potential harmful health effects on the kids. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,294, the Nasdaq at 52.95. Sports, the Nationals end their losing streak and cut their magic number to 2 with a win over Miami. The Orioles are clinging to a playoff spot after losing their third straight to Boston. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Things change, and that's a good thing. Kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again, and that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the mutual fund store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor who sits on your side of the table as a fiduciary doing what's right for you. But we also offer more than mutual funds and more tools, including more powerful research to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit financialengines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
When you see those 3 sevens in a row, it's the sign you've hit the jackpot. And that's exactly how you'll feel when you use the 777 service from Snell Heating and Air. Hi, this is Dave Snell from my stand-up guys at Snell Heating and Air. And what does 777 mean at Snell? Well, it means our stand-up guys are standing by 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week. That's right, even Sundays, at no extra charge. In fact, we encourage people to schedule those appointments on Saturdays and Sundays. Hey, look, we know how busy you are, and that's why I've built the company to be flexible and accommodating your schedule. The stand-up guys from Snell are standing by 777, and we'll go you even one better. We guarantee that the repairs on your equipment are fixed right, or the repairs are free. And with a guarantee like that, plus 777, it's a win-win-win. So if you've got a cooling emergency, call 450-6300 for the stand-up guys at Snell Heating and Air, where you just hit the jackpot.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, heading through Drainsville. I have a little bit better news on Route 7. Hitting a little bit of volume eastbound 7 after the Fairfax County Parkway before you get to the Georgetown Pike. But police tell me the accident was minor and they were able to quickly get that out of the travel lane. So it shouldn't be too much of a factor. We are still dealing with delays and the cleanup of the crash in the Dumfries area. Northbound I-95. Just north of 234, still stayed at the right to get by. Big delays for Quantico pushing into Triangle again to get past 234, but the overturned vehicle has been towed away. Three separate problems again on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. We'll start this time northbound side, leaving the district. DC 295 north of 50, but before you get to Kenilworth Avenue for the crash. North of the Beltway, but near 197 in Laurel for the accident, and southbound on the BW Parkway near 195, so very busy there. And on 270 south, trying to get from the merge and onto the Beltway at the lane divide. Very slow past Old Georgetown Road, had the lingering roadwork left side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Thursday weather map, this first day of fall, features low pressure spinning south, fall arriving at 1021 this morning, and it's going to feel more like summer. 85 this afternoon, the mix of clouds and sunshine. Tonight, warm, 69. Tomorrow, increasing amounts of sunshine after morning clouds. Still warm, 88. Finally cooler by the upcoming weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Chantilly, 61 in Beltsville, 69 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by V&F Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes talk. Coming up at 7:15 this morning, Politics 2016 with Tom Rogan from National Review. At 7:35, Representative Jim Jordan, a big IRS hearing on Capitol yesterday. Are they going to impeach the director of the IRS? 8:05, Diamond and Silk. They're big supporters of Donald Trump, and they are always interesting and entertaining. You don't want to miss Diamond and Silk at 8:05 and 8:35. Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
It's happened to all of us while we're driving either on the highways or an expressway or just in a neighborhood street. You see up ahead that a lane is closed and you dutifully move over knowing that the lane that you're in is going to be closed hundreds of yards ahead of you. And you move over and you join all of the other people waiting in the line that is going to proceed forward. And of course, when you've got two lanes of traffic all jammed into one lane, well, things go a little slower, right? And there's always that one guy. There's always that one guy who sees that the lane is closed just as much as you saw that the lane is closed, just as much as everyone else waiting there dutifully in the line like a polite American sees that the lane is closed. And what do? They just zip on past everybody in that open lane that everyone has moved out in and goes as absolutely far as he can possibly go until that lane is closed, until that sign is there, until that big flashing amber arrow is there moving people over. And then they sit there and they think they can just cut in line yep. and get up in there and move in at any time. And I've seen this happen so many times. I've seen people in that line who have been waiting for, you know, 10 minutes all the way in the back saying, oh, like
I'm going to let you in.
Get
that's
into
right.
my space,
yeah,
right?
I know, yeah.
Well, guess what? Guess what? That guy who zipped in front of everybody and now wants to move in right at the last minute, he's doing it right. He's actually managing the lane closure correctly. People from the state of Colorado, where they've been doing a whole lot of lane work right now, have the people for the transportation authority there in the state have put out a whole PR campaign trying to instruct drivers that we know you're trying to be polite. We know you're trying to think ahead. But the best way to keep traffic moving is for everyone to fill up both lanes as far as you can and then use what they call the zipper method, where you take turns, each car gets their chance, and you move into the one lane like your zipper would, right? Think about a zipper. Well, do you agree with that? Do you think that that's what you should be doing, or are you really angry at those people who zip into the lane? 888-630-9625. What's the best way to deal with this? Isn't it polite? Isn't it thinking ahead to move in to the one lane as quickly as you can and sooner rather than later so you're not stuck there bothering other people? 888-630-WMAL. This makes perfect sense to me,
yeah.
Even though I generally don't do it. I'm the way I see, oh, there's a lane closure in half a mile. You know, they always do the sign, lane closed ahead in half a mile. And why do they do that? If they're telling you, you know, the lane is closed, that means you should move over now.
Move over, that's right.
Exactly. But now they're saying that's not the right way.
I actually heard this a while back, and you know, I was one of those people who thought it was incredibly rude. I was that guy who said, oh, you think you're coming in here now?
Exactly.
Over my dead body, pal. You ain't getting a gap. I'm not going to let you get in here. I mean, it used to really irritate me. In fact, I remember one time, I was in West Virginia driving on I-81, and it was a long two-lane stretch, and they started putting up the signs. Everybody merge right, because there's construction ahead. Merge right. And so everybody dutifully gets over in the right lane, right? Well, and then there would be these guys who come scooting. I mean, it's like a two-mile line of cars come blowing past everybody, and everybody's getting really irritated. Truck drivers got fed up with that and actually pulled over into the left lane and paced the right lane so that you weren't getting past the truck. And I thought, well, that's an interesting way to solve that problem. But I think they have actually done studies. They get out there with their little stopwatches and their counters, and they have come to the conclusion that it really is more efficient for the movement of traffic to do it that way.
It makes sense. When you've got a lot of cars, you fill every space that you can with the cars, right? Why leave all that empty space if you don't have to? Jared in Stafford, you're first up on WMAL. Go, Jared.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah.
I went to school at George Mason University and studied systems engineering. We had to, as part of our curriculum, do discrete event simulations and queuing theory. And we did a study with traffic, and it shows if traffic uses the available lanes all the way to the end and merges like a zipper,
yep.
it's the quickest and most efficient way to merge.
It makes sense. It makes sense. And when you do it, you were a mechanical engineer?
Systems engineer.
That's so funny. You know, my brother is also he's a mechanical engineer and systems engineer. And Jared, I bet you're just as insufferable as he is, where you can't experience anything in life without looking at it from that perspective. I'm in a line for a roller coaster with my brother, and he tries to time out how long each ride is, how many people are in each car, how many people are in the line, and then he tries to predict exactly when we're going to get up there by thinking of it as a mechanical system. Do you do that, Jared?
Yep.
Exactly.
It's got to be a maddening way to go through life, Jared. Thank you for that. But that's brilliant. It makes sense. Beth in Haymarket. You're next up on WMAL. Hey, Beth.
Hey, Beth. Good morning.
Good morning. Probably 20 years ago, I was driving in Indiana, and they had road construction on probably I-70, and there was a big sign that said, use both lanes until the merge point, and then zipper. And I was like, well, there you go. So I've always done that ever since, but I can't, and I can't tell you how many people have given me the stink eye, because I'm the one. I go all the way up.
Right.
I've had people pull over, and like trucks or even cars pull to the middle so nobody can get past them because they've been in line for 20 minutes. Because I'm like, well, if you're stupid enough to get in line,
well,
3 miles back, I'm sorry, that's your problem. I'm going all the way to the front. And it does go so much faster. It totally makes sense. And I'm happy they're doing that. And I don't understand why. This was 20 years ago. Why don't they always put out a sign like that?
You're right. This should be part of driver's ed. If Larry Hogan wants to improve Maryland, if Terry McAuliffe wants, well, he don't care about Virginia. He cares about getting Hillary elected. But if they cared about this, they would make this part of their agenda with whenever there's traffic construction, there should always be a sign that says, use both lanes all the way until the lane closure. It makes perfect sense. But since preschool, we've all been taught to dutifully get in line wait your turn.
It seems very polite to do that. Yeah.
But it's actually messing everyone up. It's actually making traffic worse. All right, more of your calls on the zipper method in a moment at 6:44.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call McCarthy Services today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. We're offering up to $1,450 off new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
So this study makes a lot of sense, this whole thing with the lane closures. Mm-hmm. And I saw another recent study recently. It showed that one of the top reasons people don't go to the dentist on a regular basis is because of dental fear. Well, now, to me, that made a lot of sense, too, because when I had horrible fear of the dentist, because when I was a kid, I had terrible, terrible experiences. And that just sort of scarred me for life. And there's a lot of things that happened to me when I was a kid that scarred me for life. We were putting the dentist thing, you know, in the middle of a very big pile. But luckily, I no longer have that fear of a dentist. It's because of Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. My fear of the dentist is gone as long as I keep going to Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, which I have now for 2.5 years. They treat their patients differently than the normal dentist. And, you know, listen, this is not a knock against all dentists out there, okay? But the fact is, there are some dentists in the profession who just don't do it the way Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb do it. They are so compassionate. Their approach is so slow and so deliberative, and they really take your anxieties and your fears into account from the moment you step in, actually from the moment you call them. So please, don't let your dental fear get in the way of fixing the problems that you know you've got right now with your teeth. It's a major issue for so many people. Please call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. She'll take care of you. 301-530-2434. 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
It is 6:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270. All right, let's try it. Use all the lanes. Southbound 270, you come down to the lane divide, and if you're continuing toward the Beltway in Bethesda, you'll see the work crews, they were in the left lane. So stay in all the lanes until the last possible minute, and then get out of that left lane. So let's see how that works, Brian and Larry. Hopefully good. 270, that's late clearing construction, just like we had yesterday morning. The top point of 270 as you come out of the Frederick area through Urbana and Hyattstown, slow. We had an accident in the travel lanes earlier, gone. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the southbound crash, southbound BW Parkway near I-195 cleared, but we still have the two northbound incidents trying to get out of town, DC 295. They stopped traffic before you get to Kenilworth Avenue. That's north of New York Avenue. And what they're trying to do, if you're stuck in that backup, they're sending you off to Kenilworth Avenue and then rejoin the BW Parkway beyond the crash. Virginia almost cleared, but we still have the activity left side, northbound 95 and Dumfries north of 234. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Breaks in the overcast with clouds mixing in at times as we go through this morning. Sun and clouds throughout the day, and we'll stay fairly mild, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 69 degrees at 6:47.
And we're talking about the proper way to deal with a closed lane on a highway, on an interstate, or even in a city street. You're not supposed to quickly move over to the lane that's open and leave that lane that's about to be closed empty. No, you're supposed to go all the way up. And by the way, stop giving the one-fingered salute to the people who are zipping past you and going all the way up, because they're the ones who are doing it right. You're doing it wrong. Is this the case for you? Peter in Stafford, you're next up on WMAL.
Hey,
hello, Peter.
Hey, Peter, good morning.
Yeah, Larry. So I was brought up in a Christian household, so everybody's extra timid about being courteous on the road. But we had to figure out how to drive at some point in our teens, and you have to do this. And my older brother actually taught me how to do it in merging. This is a funny side note. You have to watch out for the microaggressions around here, because people will block you if you put your blinker on. My sister-in-law moved from Arkansas and said she literally had to learn to stop using her blinker because people would see it and block her out. So that's a side note.
But you're right, Peter. I think you're right. And it only works if everybody gets it and they allow people to merge in and we don't get any road rage incidents. And you mentioned you came from a Christian family. I remember driving in the back seat with my dad. And I remember him sitting in line saying, look at these guys. Look at these jerks who were just pushing. I can't believe they're doing that. I hope they don't. And he was wrong. Dad, you were wrong. Bob in Dumfries, you're on WMAL. Hey, Bob.
I was trained to drive in Germany, and my children went through driving school in Germany, and for at least 20 years, they've been teaching zippering. The point's not so much to race to the front, but for everybody to sort of be at the same pace and then to alternate.
Right.
And, of course, the Germans are very efficient in the way they drive.
Yeah, and you fill every space that's on the road. Even if you know that the lane is closing up ahead, you continue to drive in that lane until you can't go any further, and then you just merge. It's zippering. Bob, thank you for that. How about Mark up there in York, Pennsylvania?
Hey, good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
What do you think?
Hello?
Yeah, Mark, you're on.
Mark, go ahead.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I'm one of those guys, Brian and Larry, that use the empty lane all the way to the merge point.
There you go.
I have a friend who's a civil engineer for Pennsylvania Department of Transportation, and he says it's a constant issue of frustration because people are not aware. They're designed to keep the traffic flowing. And I might add, I don't think you've mentioned it yet, but in construction zones, when they close a lane for construction, and it might be something unusual that people are not used to seeing, the same thing applies. They want you to use that lane until the merge point for the construction.
That's the example we used, in fact, because that's the most heinous usually. Thank you for that, Mark. Listen, we've done our part. That's a half an hour on the mighty WMAL morning show to let everybody know that you got to be zippering. But I really think that the state agencies who are in charge of road construction and basically all of our signs, they need to do their part. Maybe this should be part of the driver's ed test.
Yeah, maybe that should be there. And it wouldn't hurt to have a little campaign, a little public, what do you call it?
Public service
announcement. Yeah, let's do that.
6:51 on WMAL.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
I'm his main man, Tom.
And I'm his other main man, Tom.
Do you guys have a favorite word?
My favorite word is home.
Me too.
So we're all in agreement then?
Yes, ma'am. There's no place like home.
Did you bring the magic?
Your wish is our command.
All you have to do is point.
I believe I would be happier if that mattress was gone.
And now it is.
Tom's 1 and 2?
Yes, ma'am.
My husband is waiting in the backyard to point at a shed and an old swing set and a riding lawnmower.
Excellent.
We're on it, ma'am.
Now let's get rid of that credenza and that sofa and all those old boxes.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
The magic begins when you dial 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We started Boll & Branch nearly 3 years ago to make the world's most comfortable sheets and to make it possible for everyone to afford to sleep better. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all of the expensive retail markups. That's why our sheets cost less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them. That's how now we have thousands of five-star reviews. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal have written about us, and even three U.S. presidents have Bull and Branch sheets. We guarantee you'll love them too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Plus, if you go to bullandbranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off right now at bullandbranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's bullandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Hair loss, the confidence killer at the Giannotto Clinic. We'll give it back, your confidence and your hair. Dr. Giannotto and the Giannotto Clinic can restore your hair quickly and painlessly. Get your hair back. 703-556-HAIR.
6:53, time to find out what's going on with your money today. Courtney Reagan, she has all the answers. That's why she's at the CNBC news desk.
Well, I'll try. Good morning. Stock futures point to a higher open this morning. The Nasdaq begins at a record high after the Federal Reserve left interest rates unchanged yesterday. Yahoo is expected to confirm this week that it suffered a massive hack attack earlier this summer. Recode reports the breach affected 200 million user accounts, with hackers getting access to names, passwords, and personal information. Gasoline is flowing again this morning through a southern pipeline that sprung a leak last week. The pipes shut down caused a gas shortage in several states, sending gas prices up as much as 28 cents a gallon. And Tesla has started rolling out an autopilot software update that relies more on radar to drive its cars. That fix will also do more to ensure that drivers keep their hands on the wheel. And an airline travel group predicts the industry is on track for its best year ever and could pull in a record $39 billion because more people are flying these days. I'm Courtney Reagan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to talk to you about healthcare. No, not the political angle, the personal one. The relationship you have with your doctor. I met with the team at Principal Medical Group and was so impressed with the personal attention their concierge model offers. At Principal Medical Group, patients' priorities come first. Whether it's setting convenient same-day appointments or offering direct 24/7 access to Dr. Jones, you will feel the difference when you're a patient at Principal Medical Group. Imagine not being rushed through appointments or waiting weeks to be seen. Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group will offer the timely quality care that you deserve and ensure that your diagnosis is thorough and complete. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office, call 703-663-8824. That's 703-663-8824, or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. Healthcare is changing, but the principles of good health shouldn't. Learn more at principalmedicalgroup.com.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's do this. Virginia, northbound 95. They've just cleared the crash, so nothing remaining blocking northbound 95 in Dumfries after 234. But now it's about clearing out that big delay as a result, trying to push through Quantico and Triangle. Maryland on I-95, getting reports of a car fire southbound 95 after Route 32, but before you get to 216 in North Laurel area. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, north at 197 crash. They were trying to get that to the shoulder. And then inside the Beltway and trying to get out of D.C., 295 as you pass New York Avenue crash. They are allowing one lane now to get by, but very slow in each direction in Chevrolet. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Breaks in the overcast with clouds mixing in at times as we go through this morning. Sun and clouds throughout the day, and we stay fairly mild, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, we're looking at 71 degrees in your nation's capital at 6:56 on WMAL.
The National Mall, ground zero for American politics.
Our country is going down the toilet really fast because our leaders are refusing to listen to us.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I think exactly what the previous caller said.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Chris Plant here. Did you know in the last 3 years, more than 100 WMAL listeners have worked with Eric Stewart to sell their homes? That's a great testament. Sales are up and Eric's getting top dollar for homes just like yours. Call my friend Eric today for a free evaluation to see how much your home is worth. Call Eric at 800-900-9104, 800-900-9104, or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino,
Legendary acts like Buddy Guy, Chris D'Elia, Tony Braxton, and Jay Leno. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Anyone can make mistakes, but how about 858 of them? The U.S. government granted citizenship to at least 858 immigrants they shouldn't have. All 858 came from countries of concern to national security or with high rates of immigration fraud. The Homeland Security Department's Inspector General found that immigrants used different names or birth dates to apply for citizenship. The discrepancies weren't caught because their fingerprints were missing. Due to old paper records, fingerprints are missing from federal databases for as many as 315,000 immigrants with deportation orders. Some of those, fugitives. Some of those immigrants turned citizens were able to get jobs in aviation or transportation with access to sensitive areas. One person even got a job as a police officer. Many of these cases are never properly investigated but are just shuffled along in the bureaucracy. Might be a good time, after all, to take a hard look at our immigration policies and the bureaucracy that enforces them. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Coming up on WMAL,
we'll be joined by Tom Rogan of National Review to talk about politics of the moment.
And finally, the IRS commissioner had a grilling on Capitol Hill yesterday. Will he be impeached? We will ask Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio. That's all coming up next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington,
105.9 FM.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.